W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. With thousands of evacuations and power outages still in California, yet another big storm's coming tomorrow night, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
With the National Guard deployed and FEMA on the ground, Governor Gavin Newsom says the storms have had an incredible impact, with more storms moving in this weekend.
Remember, California's size at 21 state populations combined.
He's now calling on Californians to remain vigilant this weekend when more flooding and mudslides are a real possibility.
People are cleaning up after weather officials reported over 40 tornadoes across seven states, Georgia and Alabama getting the worst of it, with several deaths. One of the volunteers in Alabama's Autauga County.
We're going to take care of our people. We'll take care of ours, and any help is welcome.
Special Counsel Robert Hur beginning his review of classified documents found in President Biden's Delaware home and at his personal office in Washington. He's appointed by the Attorney General. Wall Street's major indexes closed higher for the day. This is ABC News. Calling for a temporary stop in ocean floor prep work for offshore wind farms in New Jersey and New York, lawmakers at local, state, and federal levels after another dead whale washed ashore. An environmental group and some citizens' groups opposed to offshore wind are asking the Biden administration to investigate. More tributes on social media to Lisa Marie Presley, who died yesterday at 54. Docs say her heart stopped at home. She was rushed to a hospital. ABC's Matt Rivers.
Lisa Marie was just 9 years old when Elvis died at the age of 42, later becoming sole heir of his estate. As she embarked on her own music career, but like her father, she battled addiction for decades. Lisa Marie entering rehab several times, most recently in 2016 for prescription painkillers.
I hit bottom, like below bottom. From where I was to just from, it's pretty miraculous.
Lisa Marie was married four times, most famously to pop megastar Michael Jackson.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No. Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison tonight. Everyone who's streaming, everyone who's listening to the podcast later, a very early happy birthday to Benjamin Bry. His birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Another Capricorn.
There you go. And happy Friday to you, Jane Metnair.
Thank you very much, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
My mother's coming this weekend.
We're going
to have some fun. We're going to the Laughing Tap tonight.
That's right.
To see Greg Bach's establishment.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend, and it's going to be a fun show. So, coming up on the 11 o'clock hour, we got some headlines. Per usual, in the first hour, we're going to talk about the meltdown of gas stoves. They're like the new M&Ms.
Yes.
The new, you know, so many of the things that are like, what?
The new outrage.
The new outrage. And some updates on how to treat childhood obesity. And also some good health news as far as when it comes to cancer death rates. And how much they've gone down, which is
great.
Which is great news. And then at the top of the noon hour, I'm very excited because I'm going to make my case that despite being married to a Michael, despite having my best friend be a Michael, I don't think we need any more Michaels.
That's a bold stance to take.
I'm just saying. Maybe John, maybe throw John in there too. I may list off to prove how many other not weird hipster, but just other names. Other boy names there are, besides Michael. I may list off some of the ones that are on my future boy list.
Okay.
That I would like. Because apparently, in the U.S. House, there's going to be more Mikes heading committees than women.
Tripping over Mikes.
So we're going to do that at noon. But to kick off today, what a bad week in Wisconsin when it comes to LGBTQ+ issues. You know, I feel like this was at the end of last week, but even came into this week, what happened at East High School in Madison with, you know, that gave vibes of what happened in Keele, Wisconsin last year of the Gender Sexuality Alliance wanting to put on a drag show. It was approved by the school. A lawyer from Will caught wind of it, tweeted about it. Libs of TikTok picked it up. And then there was threats of violence. And now that is canceled. Then, as we talked about yesterday, and I will say, I've been, the reaction to the conversation we had yesterday about the Waukesha School Board meeting, and the parental rights and transparency bill. The amount of people who've reached out to me since then, both people who live concerned parents in Waukesha, but also people who live in other parts, like the school districts all over the state.
Yes. And, all over the country, quite honestly.
Yeah. And so that will probably be a recurring theme, I would imagine, because seeing how many people are very concerned. And, you know, and this comes as a reminder, February 21st is the primary and April 4th is the general for our nonpartisan spring elections. And this is, you're going to hear so much about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is an incredibly important race and is the race that we all will be voting on because it is a statewide race. But this is when you elect your school boards and you have a say in who gets on there and paying attention, because I made my video for Journal Sentinel this week, and, you know, Wisconsin typically is pretty good at voter turnout in the fall. Like in the last four major elections since 2016, we've been one of the top five states for voter turnout.
Well done.
Somewhere between 60 and 74%. So in the last 22 years, according to Wisconsin Election Commission's data, our worst year are being Wisconsin. Wisconsin's worst year in voter turnout in the fall was 44%. Our best year in the last 22 years in the spring election for nonpartisan races, 34%.
Oh, my.
Our best year.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so as these issues amongst multiple school districts is rising and people are concerned and you realize the power that school boards actually have when it comes to your kids, remember that you have a chance to vote. But on top of that, yesterday, basically while we were having the conversation about the Waukesha School Board District, our state legislature was suspending the ban on conversion therapy.
Which 20 other states also have in place.
So 20 other states have banned conversion therapy altogether. And Wisconsin was trying to do that because the State Department of Safety and Professional Services Board, which is the board that licenses marriage and family therapists, counselors, and social workers. So they're kind of, they know what they're talking about, I would imagine, prohibited conversion therapy because it is very dangerous as when it comes to recommendations and trying to treat someone for what their sexual orientation is. And so for now, Wisconsin counselors can tell gay patients to change their sexual orientation. And it's I want to swear so badly.
Don't do that.
Just what a crappy week in gay news. Let's put it that way, right? And it is so wildly frustrating. And we'll get into more of the details of what happened at the Capitol yesterday. But for a party that ran on crime, that ran on inflation, even though the state legislatures can't really affect inflation, but they ran on it. For all the different priorities that were spouted in the lead up to November's election, this is the first thing, like this is the priority.
Yeah.
Is suspending the conversion ban. And what's really frustrating is this is getting pegged, the argument here, and granted, the testimony that happened was in front of the state legislature yesterday, the Senate, on this one committee. So this was not in front of a judge. This was not a legal argument. And yet, lo and behold, who was arguing for a therapist's or a counselor's right, their right to have conversion, to suggest or conduct conversion therapy, is no other than Will.
Shocker.
And their argument is that it by saying they can't do that, it's a freedom of speech issue, which makes no sense. If you are a licensed doctor, therapist, you can't just give your diagnosis based on your opinion. This is not a freedom of speech issue. Because, like, and then I think Kelda Royce made this point yesterday. It wasn't in the article. I was at Journal Sentinel, and one of the photographers who was there was telling me about it. That she asked the question, she's like, so an oncologist has freedom of speech in their diagnosis and in how they treat you? And yet, here we are. Because it's not, I mean, because this is not a, it's not.
It's not a freedom of speech issue.
It's not a freedom of speech issue. And the fact that it's being, because, you know, they tried to make the argument like this is not about the dignity of the human being and whatever. We're just saying that it's a freedom of speech issue, that counselors should have the right to practice this kind of therapy. Even though everyone who's actually an expert on this, the AMA, all of the different medical departments and committees and everything that have said, like, this is a dangerous tactic. And yet here we are.
Increased suicide rates for the people who are undergoing conversion therapy. Increased rates of depression. It's
so many different things. And it's, I just don't understand. In all of these scenarios, we're largely talking about young people, right? Because once you're an adult, you have you would likely
make your own decision.
Make your own decisions, right? And not be opting to continue to see a therapist or a counselor who is conducting this, unless you are consenting, saying, I would like to change. So we're largely talking about young people. And imagine if we put the same energy into shutting down, shutting up gay kids as we did into not having guns in school. Imagine how much further we would be if that kind of energy and enthusiasm was brought to guns in schools. We'd probably be a lot further along. I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning. Like, and it's like, this is not a show. I feel like we've talked more about gay issues this week in Wisconsin than we have almost since the show started.
Pretty much.
And it just feels like an avalanche of bad news for LGBT people in Wisconsin and the people who love them. And it's wildly frustrating that this is where the energy, out of all the things, of all the problems we have right now, this is what's being in the headlines every day. Because this is obviously the worst problem we're facing as a
state
right now.
Number one issue, Kristen, yeah.
So if you have feelings about this, our phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. When we come back from this break, I'll get into some of the more of the details of what happened in the Capitol last week. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 20 overnight under overcast skies. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. Upper 30s, Sunday and Monday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM. Right now, 24.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane, Matt Nair, you just softened my rage by playing that song.
I don't know. I kind of liked you all ragey. I don't know if that was a good thing then.
I'm all ragey this morning because of the trifecta of stories that happened in Wisconsin over the last week when it comes to the unnecessary attack on our LGBTQ plus youth that started with East High School having to cancel its drag show because of threats of violence, that then moved on to Waukesha School Board endorsing, basically making kids come out to their parents, even if their parents aren't going to be very supportive. And then yesterday, the Rules Committee? No, what is it? The Republicans on the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules.
Oh, that sounds like a great committee.
Voted 6-4. So the four Democrats versus the six Republicans to suspend the ban on conversion therapy because we know that works so well.
Yeah.
And I'm very sarcastically livid about all of this. But we have a phone call.
Curtis from West Dallas is on the line. Thanks for joining us, Curtis. What do you want to say?
I would like to say a lot. I would have to say a lot. But I will start by saying I'm a gay male. I had a lot of friends years ago that have died for Stonewall. And Wisconsin's always known as a forward state. But as of like the last couple of years, we've got back so far. I can't even tell you. But the only way this is going to change is the youth get up and fight. Because let me tell you, a lot of the drag queens that I know years ago, and from my friends and family and uncles that were gay, they fought. You know, if you go back in our history in Wisconsin, Stonewall basically started here, you know, in 1969. Oh yeah, the gay bar. If you can actually go on. If you ever went to Pride Fest, they actually have a booth at Pride Fest every year, and it's all about the histories of the gays and how we fought. And there's a gay bar down by the. The building's still there. It's off of right when you come out the freeway by Sunfest. There's a building on the right hand side, right across the street from the Salvation Army. There, that building was one of the first gay bars in Wisconsin, and the gay boys used to go there. Gays and lesbians and cross-gender, used to go there and celebrate, and the police department was bought and paid for in Milwaukee. And when we were there bought and paid for, they paid them to protect them. Then all of a sudden they decided one day, you know, let's upraise and let's, you know, beat the gays. So the cops came in there and started to beat them up, and the drag queens fought back. They took their heels out and they started whipping them. And that's where Stonewall started. And from then on, we fought for their rights. And these politicians are trying to fight for their rights because the underground network is coming out ever since Trump came out. But all I can tell you right now, if the youth want to change it, this is the time. Because let me tell you, we have to fight for our right to be who anything you want to be. Because in this country, we are united and we are free. So for somebody to say, hey, you can't be gay or you can't be this, you can't be that, we live in the United States of America, and this is a free country. And let me tell you, I fought for years, and I'll be more than happy to fight again. because I'm not going to put anybody back in anybody's closet. And all of that is, the youth nowadays, you should love people who they are, mm-hmm. not who they should not be or who you want them to be. Because if you really love your child and you say you love your children, you should love them for who they are and what their possibilities are going to be in the future. Because you never should ever try to understand the gay people, because you're not born gay. To be born gay, and I was growing up in a really harsh Catholic family. And when I came out, I was proposed by a lot of gay men, especially priests. But let me tell you, the one thing about it is you have to understand, it's almost like the gays are kind of like very close to being like blacks, you know, because you're born a certain way, like color, and you can't protect yourself. And a lot of people try to poke at you like a chicken. And you have to fight back, because if you don't fight back, they'll win. But I just want to let you know that. And I love your radio station. And like I told Jean earlier, I'm so happy she's on this radio station.
Me
too. Have a great day and keep on smiling.
Thank you so much, Curtis.
Thanks a lot, Curtis.
I didn't know, you know, I knew about TIT, like This Is It, and some of the gay bars throughout Wisconsin, but also in Milwaukee. I didn't know that there was that kind of like Stonewall clash with the police. And so I definitely want to go read more about that now. But I think that's true, and I think people are fighting back. Like I said, as far as the amount of emails and messages I received yesterday after the section that we did on the Waukesha School Board, I do think that there are people who are trying to fight this, and I do think that there's more. And I thought that was so interesting yesterday when I asked Sarah. Did I ask it on air, or did I ask it at the break? Because I asked her, I said, you know, for the students who spoke up, how many students are the students speaking against inclusion? It's the parents.
Well, I was just going to say that. It's their parents.
And it's, you know, and kids bully. And, you know, there is so much that we say about kids bullying. And I asked, I was like, because she says she has two kids who are in the LGBTQ community. And I said, how has it been for them when it comes to their peers? And the kind of, you know, and this, her one anecdotal experience with this, right? This does not speak for all kids. This does not speak for communities across the state. I'm sure it's different in Madison and Milwaukee than it is in Keele, Wisconsin, or parts of Waukesha,
sure.
Right? But, you know, and there was, she said, she had a couple stories that nothing of violence, but like, so, and so I just feel like there's a shift in younger people, even younger people who are raised in conservative households, where it's like, is this such a big deal? I don't know. I totally agree with Curtis, is that, like, you know, I try to be not moderate. I don't want that word. I try to see both sides. I try to be honest with my bias on issues. I try as much as I can to try to see it from the other side. I cannot see this from the other side. Full stop. Like, I cannot see this from the other side of the other point of view. Of how this does anything for anyone except give you control and make you feel comfortable because you have your own issues with how other people live their lives. You cannot tell me otherwise that this has anything to do with impacting your ability to live a good life. I want to scream right now. All right. Well, we're going to take another break.
You can scream.
I'll scream at the break. When we come back, we'll move on to some other headlines. But feel free to join the conversation. Always 844-967-2789. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Look out, cause here I come.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. With thousands of evacuations and power outages still in California, yet another big storm's coming tomorrow night, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
With the National Guard deployed and FEMA on the ground, Governor Gavin Newsom says the storms have had an incredible impact, with more storms moving in this weekend.
Remember, California's size at 21 state populations combined.
He's now calling on Californians to remain vigilant this weekend when more flooding and mudslides are a real possibility.
People are cleaning up after weather officials reported over 40 tornadoes across 7 states, Georgia and Alabama getting the worst of it, with several deaths. One of the volunteers in Alabama's Autauga County.
We're going to take care of our people. We'll take care of ours, and any help is welcome.
Special Counsel Robert Hur beginning his review of classified documents found in President Biden's Delaware home and at his personal office in Washington. He's appointed by the Attorney General. Wall Street's major indexes closed higher for the day. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Most of them are named Gina of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Most of them are named Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, because we're going to go back. Here are all the reasons you should
welcome
cook
back
gas.
To As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Yeah, we're going to talk about gas stoves in a second.
We are.
So, what was this? What were we just listening to, Jane?
It's the Cooking with Gas song, Kristen Bry, from Natural Fuel Gas that I found this morning.
It sounds like it could have made it to a different version of Hamilton.
About the gas industry.
About the gas industry.
Oh, what a great idea.
All right. Well, before we get into that story, we got a text message.
We do, from Dave in the Shaw. We were talking about the conversion therapy ban, which was undone by the Republicans yesterday in Wisconsin. Dave's question is, what's the end game for the GOP with these anti-LGBTQ plus policies? Do they think they're going to stop people from loving other people? Do they want the LGBTQ plus community to leave the states or something worse?
I don't know. I mean, I can't. I don't know. I'm not of enough of a political strategist to know, like, oh yeah, this is a winning issue for us. And it also feels so short-sighted. Like the evolution of generations. And millennials and Gen Z, I would say, much more open-minded, certainly not growing up to be more right. You know, the saying of if you're conservative when you're young, you have no heart. But if you're, liberal when you're old, you have no brain.
Or no money.
Or no money. That's true. But we have no money anyway. So, you know, the things that are happening in the world that have made the younger generations, not that I'm that young, but not be as open, you know, not be drawn over to the right because of taxes and whatever, that they're like, no, the climate change, housing crisis, capitalism, like late stage capitalism. And it's like the people who these kinds of social issues appeal to that are fear-based, and like they're not going to be here forever. This is not a growing, like a swell. They're loud. They're especially loud right now. But I just, like, is it just that you don't think you can win on the fiscal issues of what the Republican Party used to be? Because it's not, like, sexy enough, and it doesn't get people riled up enough, and it's harder to understand fiscal policy? I don't know.
It's easier to, as you said, frighten people, scare people. We see that on certain news networks. That's their formula. Or rage, outrage. Outrage is a good one, too. Keep them outraged, keep them angry, focused on this thing over here while you're doing something you shouldn't be doing over there.
Yeah. Well, and there was never... And it's also just funny because it's like, who's the snowflake? Because when a kitchen appliance can send you off, are you really in control of your emotions? Are you? Because... You know, I would expect this kind of rhetoric and outrage if, you know, whenever there is a threat that they're going to take your guns away. But when it comes to your gas stove, really? You're that attached to your gas stove? So the latest star this week of the culture war is none other than a gas stove.
Yep. Look out.
So for context, if you've not been following this or if you've heard kind of wind of this, so for years, and I actually didn't know this until this week, it also doesn't shock me because, like, yeah, you're putting gas, like we have carbon monoxide detectors in our house, and yet a gas stove is, you're putting gas into the atmosphere of your home. But for years, research has shown that gas stoves are bad for the environment and bad for public health, particularly when it comes to the developing brains of young children. And so... there's certain cities and certain states, as you can guess, mostly blue ones, that have begun to consider and some implement bans on gas stoves, citing these health risks. And so with the growing body of research on the negative impacts of gas stoves, unsurprisingly, it found its way into the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And on Monday of this week, the chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Richard Trumka, I think it's pronounced. And have you seen a picture of this guy?
No.
Strong stash game.
Oh, really?
Real strong stash. Like, looks like he was a dad in the 80s.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so he told Bloomberg that any option, quote, any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Operative word being can be. Not are going to be. Can be. And then the White House on Wednesday of this week asserted that Joe Biden does not support a ban on gas stoves. Another chair from the CPSC clarified in a statement that he's not looking to ban gas stoves, and the CPCSC has no proceeding to do that. But don't let that get in the way of a righteous tweet, because Texas representative and former White House physician Ronnie Jackson tweeted, "I'll never give up my gas stove. If the maniacs in the White House come for my stove, they can pry it from my cold, dead hands. Come and take it."
Ooh. Tough guy.
And That's not the end. That's not the only one. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted a Gadsden flag, which I didn't even know what this was. I had to look it up. And so instead of the, oh yeah, so it's instead of the snake, like don't tread on me, it's a stove. It's don't tread on Florida.
That's really stupid.
And then Tucker Carlson, of course, had to get in on this. He had a restaurant owner on his show to talk about how electric stoves were less functional than gas stoves. And Matt Walsh, you know, from What Is a Woman documentary fame, I think he's Daily Caller.
That outfit that sounds right, associated with.
Said, you will have to pry my gas stove from my cold, dead hands. I would love to find out that some of these guys don't actually have gas stoves.
Well, in their homes. I want to know if they can find where their kitchen is.
Yes, that too.
Give me a break.
Like, how much cooking are you doing, Matt Walsh?
Seriously. Yeah. And Ron DeSantis? Yeah, right. You're in the kitchen.
And it's just... And it's also hilarious to me that the idea that this effort of we're going to come into your home and take your gas, like your functioning gas stove, and make you replace it versus, you know, like what happened with the ADA when that was passed was that the what happened was when buildings got renovated, when new buildings were built, they had to be up to the new codes. And so if anything were to happen with gas stoves, I am willing to bet at all of the money in my savings account that what would be happening is new buildings, so like new restaurants and new homes being built, would have to have either an updated, healthier stove, of the a healthier gas stove if they can improve it and make it less detrimental, or, you know, a conduction, whatever the other.
Convection.
I clearly don't cook. but yeah, so I just panties all in a bundle this week. And of course next week it'll be, but I had a friend tweeted at me of like some meme of, oh, I can't like the poor person, like can't pay my bills. And it was like Joe Biden licking an ice cream cone saying, I'm taking your gas stoves. And it's like,
they're
this
not
is true.
They're not going to take your gas
they're
stove.
They're not going to take your gas stove, but.
And I don't know that this is a surprise because, and this is about public health and at least, right, informing parents, certainly parents who have young children. And from what I've been reading this week, it increases asthma, worsen asthma, things like that. So as a parent, I think it's valuable you be told about that and that information shared. But the same people who are outraged about this are the same ones who wouldn't mask up or get vaccinated. They don't care about the greater good. They don't care about the, you know, all for one and one for all. It's me. Freedom.
Does it make that much of a difference? Have you cooked on both kinds of stoves?
I have.
Does it make a difference?
I love my gas stove.
See?
But I'm not.
So you would be upset if they took your gas stove.
Well, I would be disappointed, yes. But then that would give me another excuse to find a reason not to have to cook because I don't like it. But if I have to, I do like my gas stove. It's better control.
Fair.
You know, and we don't
just don't take my air fryer, because that I use for almost everything.
Step away from the air fryer, people.
Oh, well, speaking of public health, this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics updated its treatment recommendations on childhood obesity. And still, I mean, part of the story is how the term obesity is measured, which is it's basically whether it's children or adults. Having a body mass index that's at or above the 95th percentile. And if I remember correct, body index is like your height divided by your weight, or is it weight divided by height? It's something like that, where it's for people who are just not, like, they're not morbid, like the whole thing around that's their stigma, because many consider the word obese to be stigmatizing. Because some experts like recommend keeping in mind that conversations about like treatment and like all this stuff of like when you're obese, but it's like you can be in that 95th percentile and be a healthy person.
Right.
And that's the point, right? It's like there's, you know, and this is the whole fat phobia thing and people saying this isn't healthy when they, you see, you know, yogis who are plus size women doing headstands. It's like, all right, buddy, you do a headstand.
Right.
You know, and like
there is a level of fitness there.
Yeah. Like your vitals when it comes to your cholesterol, when it comes to your blood pressure, like you can be a bigger person and have all of your internal vitals be exactly where they need to be.
Yep.
Anyways, so for years, the AAP has recommended that doctors take a wait and see approach for treating child's weight. But now the organization says delaying treatment could lead to lifelong health problems like heart disease and diabetes. And including, along with lifestyle changes, they're recommending an immediate and intensive treatment involving medications for kids as young as 12.
Wow.
And surgery for those as young as 13.
Wow.
But, I mean, as you can probably imagine, some experts worry that doctors are going to jump too fast on giving kids drugs and surgery. And I always come back to what pisses me off. I'm really on one today for it being Friday. You'd think I'd be in a better mood. The amount of personal responsibility we put on individuals for managing their weight and the lack of responsibility we ever lay at the feet of what foods are allowed, we're allowed to eat. Like every single person who has ever traveled to like Europe, where you're eating pasta and you're eating cheese and you're eating all of this food that our diet culture in this country is like, don't eat carbs, don't eat fat, blah, blah, blah. Consistently, people are like, I feel so much better when I'm here. Because guess what? I don't know what their FDA is called, but the products and ingredients that are just not allowed in European food. Like if you can look at like a jar of Jif peanut butter and the ingredients are different in one bought in America versus one bought in Europe. Same thing for Nutella.
It's the preservatives.
It's the preservatives. It's the corn syrup. There is, and this is not, this doesn't even just apply to our food. It also applies to our beauty products and the things that we're allowed to, as women, be told that we need to put on our face and our makeup and everything. And like the carcinogens that are in that, that can lead to, that we're putting on our skin our entire lives. And the fact that this always comes down to the failing of the moral integrity of you just not being able to control yourself instead of, oh, the food we make readily available is actually horrible for you, but it's your fault. All right. We're really on one today. Let's keep rolling. All right. We're going to take another break. Stay with us. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Now, here's one final rule you should remember from school. When you want to cook or bake, natural gas is the fuel.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast, overnight, with lows around 20. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 33 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 28. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for scattered showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Oshkosh Air Support. 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM. Right now, 24.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the rage hour, apparently.
Welcome to the angry hour.
Welcome to the angry hour. But we're still having a sense of humor about it. It is Friday, TGIF, and now for some good news. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Some good health news. So deaths from all types of cancers in the U.S. fell by an estimated 33% since 1991.
Wow.
Saving a cumulative 3.8 million lives. And this is according to a report released yesterday by the American Cancer Society. And progress was attributed to improvements in cancer treatment, early detection, and significant drops in smoking.
Yeah, and it's been on the decline for a long
and
time.
And it's interesting because this comes in the same week where I feel like I had... The way this was worded in this article... And it was Wisconsin State Journal, and it said, Wisconsin smoking tax revenue down, but health benefits up as more people quit, report says. And it was just, because I get it, like, because alcohol, cigarettes, if we were to have, we'd be legal, you put a vice tax on these
right.
things, and it brings in revenue for the state. And it was just such an interesting thing, because I think where we are as a society is no one debates anymore whether or not smoking is good or bad for you. Right. Like, I think we all agree
it's bad.
Smoking is bad for you.
Yes.
But it's your choice to continue to do it. But there's no, like, we're not still in the, like, where we are still with the vaccine, where there's people who are like, the vaccine is bad for you. It's like, you know, we're pretty much everything everyone's on. No one thinks there's health benefits to smoking anymore.
No.
We've moved past that. And so it's just that was such a funny art, like, headline to me. And the article is funny of, like, comparing the there goes some revenue for the state, but, like, at least people are living longer.
Right. But that's why I've always maintained that they will never make smoking illegal, because there's too much money. There is way too much money involved.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody in Wisconsin quit smoking, all the municipalities would be freaking out.
Well, in reality, also, if you read this article, and we'll go back to the other cancer thing in a second, because our tax on cigarettes. So if this was really a concern, obviously we have a surplus right now, and and at any point we could have new revenue from marijuana, but
yeah, don't hold your breath on that one.
But if it was really, we need that extra, because it basically dropped from 4% to 2% of, like, how much of the revenue was coming in from cigarettes, since less and less people are smoking in Wisconsin. But if we really wanted to make up that revenue, we could just increase what the tax is, because in both Illinois and in Minnesota, they charge you more for
We're already 16th in the country. It's $2.52 a pack is the tax.
Well, that's nothing. I mean, I smoked in my younger years. And you know what will get you to quit smoking is moving to Manhattan.
Where they're, what, $15 a pack?
17, at least. And I think I know multiple people. I know multiple French people specifically who love to smoke, who, you know, being poor and may or may not be legally allowed to even be there, moving there and realizing how much more expensive, you know, because in France, they're super cheap still, because whatever. And being like, I guess I'm not a smoker anymore because I can't afford
I can't afford
this.
It. No. Wow.
And so, but anyways, back to the good news of health. So cancer is still the second leading cause of death in the U.S., with more than 1.9 million people expected to be diagnosed with some kind of cancer. And that results in around 610,000 deaths this year. But at least advancements, at least improvements as far as where we're going. And it's interesting to think, as we kind of ended the last segment with how bad our food is, how many bad ingredients are in our beauty products. You know, I think about the correlation, if not causation, of certain mill towns in Wisconsin, like paper mill towns, that a lot of cancer rates in certain towns across Wisconsin. And so, like, it's one thing when you, again, compare. I've never seen the numbers, but the comparison, as we were just talking about Europe and how many people still smoke there, I'm interested to know what the cancer rates,
what their cancer rates
would be, and like how many less people smoke in our country, and yet what our cancer rates are because of all these other things that we have in our food, in our products, in our atmosphere, that just aren't allowed in other countries. And if that evens, because like there's plenty of people who've never smoked who get cancer.
That's very true.
So yeah, but they, I thought that was, at least we could end. We
That's
could
some
end
positive stuff,
on a high
right?
note. But as far as other high notes, we haven't talked about this on the show yet, but you, anyone who's listening at home may have heard some of our commercials that Civic Media is launching a $1 million advertising giveaway.
Not a hoax.
Not a hoax. There's no catch. But if you are a small business owner and you're interested in learning more about how radio ads could bolster your business and bring you new business, we are giving grants for small businesses in Wisconsin to have free ad space. And so here are some of the details for that. So save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You will be able to fill out an online application for a piece of this giveaway. And with this is your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team, and they'll help you create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business across the entire network. It can be in one station and just if you are a more local business, but even the opportunity, and you heard me in the beginning of the show always welcome all of the different cities that we air in, and that's only growing. We have new announcements in the next couple of weeks, months, of even more cities that we're going to be airing in. But this is pretty cool.
It really is very cool, and it's a great way for you to get out your message about your business.
Yes, absolutely. And so, 9 a.m. on Thursday, January 26th, it will go live. We will be tweeting out, if you follow any of our social media, you can find the landing page that we'll have all the information on. There are some rules that apply, of course, but pretty much it is what it sounds like. And so be sure, this is the important part, because it's not a competition, but I'm a competitive person. So when you fill this out, tell them that As Goes Wisconsin sent you.
Yes. We would really appreciate that.
We would really appreciate it. You know, as I've said before, I come from a very competitive family. I'm a competitive person, all in good spirits, but just tell them that was As Goes Wisconsin sent you. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, my argument of why we don't need any more Michaels. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today, but we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.